The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you today, Pat?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good.
You beat me to it again.
I do. I try to. Again, we have People's Security Bank and Trust, Allie LaDuca, mortgage loan originator, and Rebecca Newsom, also known as Becky Newsom, manager and director of community development and CRA. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have an exceptional real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. 20,000 hits a month on that camera. Everybody wants to know what's going on at Dunmore Corners. Oh, and it's looking right at People's Security Bank.
Yes.
So you guys can look when you're in Allentown or wherever you are.
Yeah. Keep an eye on things.
Keep an eye on the place.
Yeah, right. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly JRUDDY.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. And check us out on social media. Okay, People's Security Bank and Trust. Becky or Allie, would you tell me how many locations you have, how long People's Security Bank and Trust has been in business, and what areas you serve, please?
So we have been around since 1905 with 39 community branches. We serve three states, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey.
Nice. Okay. So, you know, some of the things that People's Security Bank and Trust is known for: lower interest rates, flexible credit score requirements, low down payment. We talked about a program that you're offering out there last week. We talked about that. It's an excellent program. We can revisit it on this show. You have assistance options and expert homeownership guidance, right? So let's talk about some of the things that you offer that maybe others do not.
One of the things they offer too that we took advantage of several years ago was we wanted to purchase a piece of land and I couldn't get a loan from any of the other banks. I had to shop it around. People's was the only bank that gave us the loan. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it was acreage and it was a higher end purchase. So it wasn't just, you know, a 50 by 60 lot in the city. So, but you guys, we went everywhere and we were, you know, turned away because they didn't offer it. But mm-hmm. you guys did. So I like that. You guys are always willing to do things that others aren't. So tell me about some of the programs that you're offering, please.
So the big program that we are talking about right now is our community lending program. That is a conventional mortgage program. You can put as little as 3% down. There's no mortgage insurance. And there's two different ways you can qualify for that program. Both of them have to do with either the census tract. So that's something that we can look up for you on the HUD website, or being within a low to moderate income for your county. That program, we also have increased our grant. I think it was like $1,500 before, and now it's a $5,000 grant. For that, you have to be a first-time home buyer and qualify for the income track.
Okay. So it's a grant, which is huge. Sometimes people that are looking to purchase a home are, and this is, for the lack of a better way of putting it, cash poor. They don't have a lot of savings, cash on hand to be able to put down a down payment and pay for closing costs. So sometimes, you know, these programs are very helpful, right, for that. But also people start to think, maybe my family can help me out. And they look for gift money. And perhaps they do things prior to meeting with you, the professional. And some good intention, the good intention person, father, mother, Aunt Lucy, gives them $10,000 and deposits that into their bank. Is that good or bad?
You can do gift money. We have no problem with that as long as we can source it. So if they deposited the $10,000, if it is a, say, a personal check that says Aunt Lucy, her address, she gave him $10,000, we're just going to ask for a copy of that check and a copy of the bank statement. However, if, let's say, Aunt Lucy gives a wire or sending a wire or doing a money order, we're now going to need Aunt Lucy's bank statement to make sure it came from Aunt Lucy and that she had the money in there. So as long as we can source the gift money, we're okay with it.
Okay. So is there any time when somebody does a gift that it wouldn't count?
If it's not a family member, you can't have somebody from work or your friend or, you know, give you the money, or if it's cash, because we can't source cash deposits.
Okay. So if it is something that arrives in an account from an employer, a fiancé, or somebody that you're not related to, or it's cash, how far out would it have to be in the account?
At least 2 months, because we always require 2 months of bank statement. So whatever shows up in those 2 months is what we're going to need to source. So if you, let's say if you just got the gift and it was cash, where I'm going to ask you, let's wait 2 months for you to really start looking for properties, only to make sure that when I ask for those bank statements, I don't see that cash deposit.
And when someone comes to you and they are pre-approved and you provide them a letter of pre-approval, how long is that good for?
Typically 90 days.
90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just come back and...
And what we're doing is we're just rechecking credit and updated pay stubs, because you'd be surprised how many times we have pulled credit. And then when they haven't found a home and 4 months have gone by, 5 months have gone by, they decided or they forgot to pay something and their credit scores have dropped sometimes 50 points, or they've gotten a different job, or they decided they just want to work part time because they have other things to do. Things have changed. So we just want to make sure that everything is still the same.
So after they find a house, they're in an agreement of sale with the seller. The seller signed and accepted their offer, and they've applied with you, and they were approved, and they applied with you. During that time frame between approval, application, and closing, how many times do you pull credit?
We were just pulling pre-closing credit.
So the day before?
A couple days before. And that one's like a soft pull.
Yeah.
That's just to update to make sure nothing new's been opened, nothing's been late. It won't pull new numbers.
Correct.
And how about employment verification? How many times do you do that?
At least, it's like 7 days before closing at a minimum. Sometimes we're doing them upfront as well if we're looking to confirm income. If anything isn't, just a regular 40-hour employee. If we're looking to use overtime or bonuses or anything like that, we'll be getting an income verification of employment as well.
So this gets back to the point that you made last week, Becky, like don't change anything.
Correct.
Right.
Leave everything exactly the same as when we did it.
After closing, you can do whatever you want to do. Buy whatever furniture, appliances, cars, quit the job. We don't want you to quit your job
because
we
want you to make your payment.
Right.
However, if you decide you want to take on another job, wait till after closing.
Right.
Or if you want to co-sign on a loan for your child or a boyfriend or whomever, wait till after closing. Don't do it in the middle of this process.
And if your boss is intolerable and you cannot stand one moment more with them, Pat, what do you have to say about that?
I feel like I'm in the mafia. I can't get fired. No matter what. I've tried. It's like I'm in the best union in the world. No matter what happens, I get fired. I get thrown out of her office on a weekly basis.
Daily.
But then she has to see me at dinner.
Several times a day. So, yes. Well, what gets me is it's 12:45 and Pat waltzes into the office and says, "What's for dinner?" That's not a question you ask me at 12:45.
It depends.
Yeah, Becky's got it. Call Becky. All right. So choosing a lender, that's important. You guys have been around since 1905.
Five.
Wow. Choosing a lender, it matters. What questions should buyers be asking?
First, if they're a first-time home buyer, one of the things they should ask is, you know, do you have any grants or any assistance? Do you have any first-time home buyer programs that is going to help me? So I think those are probably the two that I would say for them to ask, because not all lenders have grants. Not all lenders have first-time home buyer programs. A lot of lenders will use FHA as their first-time home buyer program, which that technically is not a first-time home buyer program. You know, as Allie had indicated, ours is, you know, only 3% down. It's a conventional program with no mortgage insurance. That is truly a program for first-time home buyers.
Yeah, and also I noticed that a lot of banks do not offer FHA VA loans, but you guys will be.
We will be. Hopefully by the next month, we should be offering that as well.
Yeah, and that's a product a lot of people rely on, whether they're first-time home buyers or not.
Correct.
Right. And, you know, so you guys are going to be offering a lot to the public, which is fabulous. So, you know, do you have any tips for shopping lenders? I know there's a lot of people, and you got to be careful as how I put this, but there's a lot of people that are only focused on interest rate. So is the interest rate much different between you and another bank or a mortgage lender?
Typically, it might change maybe a quarter, a half a percent between different lenders. But really, you know, they shouldn't be shopping. They should just come to People Security because we're probably the best. So I'm going to
say that. With 39 different locations in three different states. Okay.
You were talking about mortgage insurance. Can you explain what that is? Because that's like a little extra ding. I mean, I'm getting hit every month from all different angles with this bill and that bill. And then to be sitting down and say, oh, by the way, you need to pay this extra one. Could you explain what it is, please?
Yeah, so mortgage insurance is typically required from a lender if you're putting less than 20% down. With our community lending program, we actually have lender paid mortgage insurance. So it's something that the bank's paying on behalf of the buyer, not monthly in one payment, but a regular conventional program, there is buyer paid mortgage insurance. And that's something that's added on to your mortgage payment. So you actually don't have to pay it separately, but it is, it's an extra expense monthly. And that ranges based off of your credit score, the loan amount, and how much money you're putting down on the transaction.
So this is, I'm now starting to think about points, right? So what do points do and what don't they do? Is there the truth about points? If someone pays points, chooses to pay points, which is going to add to the closing cost amount, right? And I know that people try to get that amount as low as possible, and I can understand why. But if someone chooses to pay points, is there a benefit?
I think whenever somebody is contemplating if they want to pay points or not, I like to look at how many months it's going to take to recoup that initial cost. So if you're spending $1,500, upfront to buy down the rate, what is the monthly payment difference compared to if you wouldn't do that? And then how many months does it take to recoup that $1,500? If it's something that it's going to be outside of like a 2-year range, you really have to think if that's going to be worth it or not.
Okay, but and the life too of the loan. How much, you know, if it's a 30-year mortgage, how much interest is going to be paid out at the higher interest rate and then the lower interest rate? I'd like to look at that. I would, as a consumer, I would like to see how much I'm paying back. But like a point is a percentage of the loan amount.
Yes.
So 1 point, if it's $100,000. Mortgage, right, would be 1 point would be $1,000.
Correct.
And I would be receiving a lower interest rate.
Yes, but not like a full percentage.
But it would reduce it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think another thing, going off of like looking at the life of the loan, a lot of people do end up refinancing at some point throughout their mortgage or selling their home. I think the number is like 7 years. People typically.
Seven.
Yeah.
Correct. Right. But I personally, we would not be refinancing because we're in a 2% right now.
Yeah, I have like 2.5%. I don't think I'm going to refinance anything.
We wouldn't be. And we paid points. We were in a position to pay points. Like, say, I'm all about stuff like that. But
yeah.
I hear you. In the long game, a lot of people aren't going to be holding that asset for that long.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Are there any creative mortgage solutions for move-up buyers that you, People's Security Bank and Trust, offers?
When you say creative, what?
Bridge loans.
Oh, yep. We offer bridge loans, swing loans.
Do you explain what a bridge loan is?
I'm not buying a swing loan.
I'm not buying a bridge. Am I buying a bridge? I don't need a bridge.
I'd like to hear about that.
What a bridge loan is if you need the money from your current house, because your house has equity, to buy a new house. So let's say you have your house up on the market and the house hasn't sold, but you found the house of your dreams that you want to buy. You can do a bridge loan. It's basically you're taking equity from your current home to purchase your new home. Once you sell your primary home, then you pay off that bridge loan. So it kind of helps the gap of buying your new house without your current house being sold.
Right. Now, if people have the means to carry
two mortgages, yeah.
Right. And so for that, for a lot of people, that's scary. But like you said, emotion sometimes rules. They don't want to pass this opportunity. This is it's, you know, checking all the boxes, this new home. And it's something that they have to have, right?
Correct.
So it gives them the ability to be able to do that. So they would have to be very motivated in the pricing of that first home, right? And so they have to be able to turn around and sell that rather quickly. And so,
and another way to do that is if the house isn't on the market, they can do a home equity loan on their home as well, and take some cash out to put in as the down payment on the new house or what have you. Which I will tell you right now, People's Security is offering a home equity loan at 1.99% for the first 6 months with no fees. So for individuals out there that either want to rehab or they want to put the pool in or whatever you want to do, is a really low rate and with no fees attached to it.
Nice. Yeah, because there are people that need to do that.
Or if I wanted to build the huge garage of my dreams and fill it with cars, could I do that?
Not happening.
Or the huge walk-in closet that Jackie would love to have
for
have
shoes.
That. We
for
have
her
that.
New shoes.
We have that.
All right. Yeah, we could think about that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Loans for investors.
We have those as well. If you're looking to purchase an investment property, we do require 25% down. And it is dependent on your credit score, where your rate is at. So, but we do offer that for 1 to 4 family. Anything above 4 family, that becomes a commercial loan.
Right, right, right. So that's how we view it too in our business. It's commercial. So if someone is going to be an owner occupant of a 2 or 3 unit, is there less down required?
They can use our CLP, our program, our CLP program. If they're going to live in it, they can put as low as 3% down, as long as it's going to be owner occupied.
Nice. Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And does it have to be rented out?
Does what have to be rented out?
The other side.
The other units, you mean?
Other units.
They do not have to be rented out. The only way that I would say that would help is because it would help them with qualifying. Because if you have a year lease, we can use 75% of that lease. But if they qualify perfectly fine and they're all vacant, they can pay the mortgage payment. No, they don't have to. It doesn't have to be rented out.
This is really good stuff, ladies. People's Security Bank and Trust, Allie LaDuca, mortgage loan originator, Becky Newsom, Director of Community Development and CRA. How does someone get in touch with People's Security, please?
You can call me, Becky Newsom, 610-554-3800.
Or me, Allie LaDuca, 484-934-8826.
Thank you. And anyone out there could visit psbt.com. P as in peoples, S as in security, B as in boy, T as in trust.com. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a commercial building at 408 Business Route 6 in Mayfield for $299,000. This is a brick building. It's currently at 3 units, but it could be easily converted to 4 units. It's on busy Route 6 in Mayfield. It's well-kept and modern. The paved parking lot has parking for 25 cars, and the taxes are very reasonable, of only $6,700 a year. That's a commercial building with 3 occupancies at 408 Business Route 6 in Mayfield for $299,000, and that's listed by Kim Pizanti of our office.
Pat.
Yes. Are you looking for a summer or early fall getaway? And there's no hidden fees at the Concord Suites. That's the Concord Suites in Avalon, New Jersey. It's modern suites. They feature a kitchen, a living room with a queen sofa bed, a full bathroom, a private bedroom with two queen beds. It's the perfect place for family getaways. It's got two pools, a restaurant on site. It's near downtown Avalon in Stone Harbor, and it's only one block from the beach. This is a prime spot with access to shopping, boardwalks, the amusement parks in Wildwood and Ocean City. Avalon is exit 13 on the Garden State Parkway. They're just 10 miles from Cape May and 30 miles from Atlantic City. You can enjoy golf courses, casinos, wineries, breweries, and distilleries. The Concord Suites has just undergone a multi-million dollar renovation. It has the comforts of a condominium with the amenities of a hotel. Book now. They look forward to seeing you soon. And beginning in September, from September 2nd through the 26th, check in any Sunday or Monday, stay three nights, and get the fourth night free. That does not include weekends. So give them a call at 609-368-7800. That's 609-368-7800. Or visit concordsuites.com and check it out. We've stayed there in the past. It's a nice place.
Thank you, Pat. We're looking for some homes that we haven't been able to find our buyers. Kristen Bond, Realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, is looking in the Factoryville, Clark Summit, Dalton, and Scott Township areas for any style home. She needs at least two bedrooms, two bathrooms. They want a garage and yard. They're pre-approved up to $300,000. Nicole Clark has a buyer that's interested in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne counties. They need a 2,000 square foot, one level home. We call it a ranch sometimes, with a garage, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and they're pre-approved up to $400,000. So if you have a home that fits these descriptions, please give us a call. We may just have that perfect buyer for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. It's time to resume our discussion with People's Security Bank and Trust. We have Allie LaDuca, mortgage loan originator, and Becky Newsom, manager. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Let's talk about AI. I love AI, and there's a place for it. There's a lot of people that do not like it. Automation. How do you see this impacting mortgages in the next 5 years? Do you think it's going to offer speed, security, accessibility? But what about that human touch?
I think it's going to make things a little bit more streamlined, but I do think it's going to take the human touch out of the equation. People's security, you can walk into a branch and we can answer your questions in person. You can call us on the phone. I know that a lot of the other bigger lenders, nationwide lenders, you don't really get that. You get wrapped in like a 1-800 number or an automated system before you can reach somebody. And with People's Security, that's not going to be the case.
And even after the loan closes, if you have an issue with your escrows, your insurance, whatever, you can come and talk to a live person at all time because we service all our loans.
Nice. You service all your loans. Mm-hmm. And what about underwriting?
So we do our underwriters. We do common sense underwriting. It's not just, you know, the black and white, how it is and typically in some of the larger banks. If it makes sense to the underwriter, she's going to approve the loan. So it's not just that we have to, we do follow, obviously, the regulations that are there, but sometimes you have people that might be off by a little bit. They had some kind of circumstance or what have you. So the underwriter will take a look at the whole picture. And if it makes sense, she will approve the loan.
Well, what I never cared for as a realtor, and I still don't care for, is that when the underwriting is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, or if it's in Los Angeles, California, Seattle, Washington, they may not understand the buyer and the situation. Correct. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, Lackawanna County, or wherever, right?
Yeah, our underwriters are local.
All right, and that's huge, too, for someone like myself. And sometimes the buyers don't really realize that. How would they, right?
Right, so they don't.
They don't, and it's important to know that. So that's those are excellent points. So I just want to mention that the organization that I belong to as a realtor and my office belongs to, they don't answer the phones and they don't want us to go to the office. The office isn't fully staffed. And the positions were, they were hired to fully staff the office, but they don't do it. They're in COVID times, you know, so they do the hybrid work schedule, but you can never get somebody to answer the phones and you can't go in and see anybody. So it's very frustrating for me. Maybe that's my generation. I know the younger generation, they text, they email. They don't really necessarily want to be face-to-face. But when we're dealing with a purchase, the largest purchase of someone's life, and they're going into, they're choosing a lender, I can't imagine doing this through AI. That's just me.
And that would be me as well. And we do have some individuals that are just the same. But like you said, the newer generation, they don't like to talk to anyone. So they do like the text. They like to just send it through email. They don't want to talk to anybody.
I've had a horrible experience with those online lenders where there's nobody to talk to. The guy was young. He tried to do that. And we came to closing. It was a disaster. We couldn't talk to anybody. It cost him $2,000 because he couldn't get anybody to talk to. So I always encourage everyone to go to a local bricks and mortar bank where you can walk in and see someone.
So I'm glad you guys offer that. And you, Becky, are bilingual.
I am.
I speak fluent.
I speak Spanish. So for anybody has any customers that are Spanish speaking and just need someone to talk to, they can call me because a lot of, even if they do speak English, a lot of times they like to speak in their native language. So I'm here to help.
And so how do they get in touch with you?
My phone number, 610-554-3800.
That's Becky Newsom, manager. And we have Allie LaDuca. How does someone get in touch with you?
My phone number is 484-934-8826.
And Allie is a mortgage loan originator with People's Security Bank and Trust. Thank you, ladies, for 2 weeks of fabulous discussion. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes, we have an amazing luxury home with 5 bedrooms and 4 baths at 1 Stonehill Road in Old Forge for $779,000. This 4,100 square foot, it's a brick home. It's got it all. It's got a gorgeous in-ground pool and a pool house. It's got a large 2-car garage, a gourmet kitchen, fireplace, central air conditioning, beautiful hardwood and tile floors. It's also got that grand staircase that wraps around when you walk into the building. And it's got a fully finished basement with a kitchenette, and all surrounded by gorgeous landscaping. Just go to jready.com and take a look at the pictures because that says it all. That's a 5-bedroom, 4-bath, 4,100-square-foot luxury home in Rosemont Estates at 1 Stonehill Road in Old Forge for $779,000, and that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
And Memorial Day, we honor those who have died in service to the United States, and we also thank those that are servicing the United States now in active duty and those that are retired or out of the military, but we do honor our military today and always. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable. with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker.